It's time for George Rogers Clark High School Basketball on 102.9 FM, 990 AM, streaming on WWKYRadio.com. This broadcast is brought to you by Bluegrass Community and Technical College, Central Bank, Clark Regional Medical Center, Citizens Bank, Clark's Pump and Shop, Country Time Motors, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, HCA Pharmacy, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Lauren Mink Frazier Clark County Farm Bureau, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, Neely and Wade Insurance, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Reimar Electric, Rosemary Brooks Place, Sterling Healthcare, Town Money Saver Winchester, Traditional Bank, Winchester Sun, Winchester Clark County Chamber of Commerce, Winchester Clark County Parks Department, and Woody's Sports Bar and Grill. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on 102.9 FM, 990 AM, and WWKYRadio.com.
From the GRC Arena, we've got high school basketball, and it's girls' action this evening. The Cardinal girls come in with a wonderful record of 22-2, and they are playing the Christian Academy of Louisville, Lady Centurions, tonight. Christian Academy of Louisville, you'll hear me refer to them as Cal. They refer to themselves as Cal. Christian Academy of Louisville established sometime back in the late 90s. I know the football team, they had a program fielded back in 1998. I was on that campus at that time doing some ball games. So a school that has not nearly the deep history that GRC has, but they have an 11-10 record this year. They're 1-4 in the region. They are 1-0 in the district. In that district, they play in the 28th, a very tough region, the Region 7. And Sacred Heart, the team that's in that region with Region 7, with Christian Academy of Louisville. And this Cal team, they have won the 7th region two times since the inception of that school in the late 90s. They won it in 2005 and 2009. They are under the second-year head coach, Byron Wilkins. He is coaching for his second season with Christian Academy of Louisville. They won the 28th district tournament last year. They had a 20-10 mark. Second season, he's been coaching. GRC has seen them before. The Cardinals, they have defeated Christian Academy of Louisville last year in the White Greer Maggard tournament over in Lexington. I'm Joel Bennett, Bobby Baldwin with me, and we've got team captains, coaches, and officials at midcourt. Christian Academy of Louisville comes in here, and Bobby, they've hit some hard times too. One of their traveling broadcasters told me they've got not one but two girls with knee injuries. So we're trying to replace a two-time state all-state player. It's tough to do.
Well, it's tough to do in either case. When you lose two starters,
yes,
it doesn't matter how actually strong they are as far as players are concerned relative to being state notarized, but they're starters.
Yeah. Yeah, and you rely on minutes.
Sure.
You rely on production, and, of course, Coach Wilkins, he's got to modify his look on this season and all. He's got an 11-10 mark. But the way high school basketball is in Kentucky, if you can win an opening round district game, you're going to the region tournament. Anything can happen. You don't have to win two out of three. You just catch some good breaks, and your season can turn around. Looking at this Cal team, they won their last game out. They beat Ballard High School 68-55. Now, that win on Friday night snapped a six-game losing streak. So the Lady Centurions, they were on a skid for the month of January. But it's been a streaky team, Bobby. I look here, they go 2-3 in that very difficult, highly prestigious White Greer Maggard Holiday Classic, which GRC is back-to-back champs there. They go 2-3 in that event. Then they win 5 in a row, including at Bourbon County, the Kelly Holiday Classic. Then they go on that losing streak and drop 6. So kind of a up and down.
Well, up and down, and it could be that that's when their injuries took place.
Yeah, and that would account for kind of this roller coaster season that they've got. They Christian Academy, though, they do have three of the last four seasons have been winning seasons. And of those three seasons, they have won the district three of the last 4 years. And they've had 20-plus win teams in three of the last four seasons. So trying to build some tradition, and no better way to do it and see how you're doing. They're going to play Sacred Heart because they're in their region, so why not play GRC too, right?
Play GRC. They're probably, DuPont Manual's probably on their schedule because I think they're all in the same region up there, and that's a tough road to hoe. That's kind of like the 11th or the 7th in boys basketball.
Sure is. And Bobby mentioning DuPont Manual. Actually, before they got that win over Ballard, 68-55, they had dropped two games in back-to-back. Sacred Heart at home, 66-40, and then Ballard at home, 67-54. These girls' teams are out on the floor going through a shoot-around. Bobby and I will take a two-minute timeout. We'll come back and talk about GRC when we return. More pregame to come right here in 2 minutes on WWKY.
We live with you, grow up with you, and dream with you. At Central Bank, we belong to the same communities you do, as neighbors, friends, and business partners. And through the relationships we build with you every day, we consistently serve you better. That's what highly personal banking is all about. We start with you. Find out how at centralbank.com. Central Bank, member FDIC.
Hello, Winchester. Are you ready to take the first step toward a rewarding career in the medical field? Look no further than Bluegrass Community and Technical College's Winchester Clark County campus. Whether you dream of being a compassionate nurse, a skilled medical assistant, or plan on transferring to a four-year university, we've got you covered. BCTC's Winchester campus is located in the Winchester Industrial Park and is where you'll find state-of-the-art facilities and expert professors ready to guide you on your path to success. Apply now for our nursing, medical assisting, nurse aid, or phlebotomy programs, and let your passion for healthcare bloom. With the Work Ready Kentucky Scholarship, healthcare programs are tuition free. Your career can't wait any longer. Visit our website at bluegrass.edu or call us at 859-246-6595.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Cardinal girls basketball team, they are the third winningest program in the history of high school girls basketball in Kentucky, revived back in 1974. In GRC, they have amassed the third most wins of any school in the state in the KHSAA. Head coach Robbie Graham, he's been at the helm, 14 seasons. And he's down there talking to second-year head coach Byron Wilkins. You know, Wilkins would really like to get in his head and find out what he knows about basketball. You know, he's trying to get a learning moment down there.
Well, not only that, it looks like those two are big pals down there at midcourt. They're talking it over. Now they're giving each other a handshake and a hug. And it appears to me that we've got a Brianna Wilkins on the team, and I would be very surprised if that wasn't the coach's daughter.
Yeah, and head coach Robbie Graham, he knows his basketball.
And oh, yeah.
A veteran is going to be matching up against a two-year head coach here for Christian Academy Louisville. Cardinal girls come in. They have won 12 of their last 13 ball games. They had a little bit of a stumped game on against Butler High School up there at the Republic Bank Louisville Invitational. Lost that one 61-58, but then they've had back-to-back blowout wins with a 70-13 over Paris, 61-21 over Fleming County. So more stiff competition coming this week. It's going to be tough for boys and girls, but Coach Graham's won 12 out of the last 13. He's got his team humming. He likes to look at the regular season as a dress rehearsal for the big performance.
Right, and to that point, he has had 8-9 games here without Sierra on the court, where he's been able to modify his offensive and defensive strategies. So outside of that one hiccup that they had in the semifinals of the big tournament in Louisville a week and a half ago, they have not skipped a beat.
You know, and I think some of that, I'm looking at three factors. Number one, he's using his bench and rotation a little differently. Number two, and could be 1A, Jalen Green. She has come on. She has taken over this team's scoring lead. And points aren't all what it's all about. But when you're the first person called off the bench and you're leading your team in scoring, that's pretty impressive. And she has been in double figures, Bobby, going all the way back to the first game in January when you look back against Paris. Actually, she had a double-digit game down there in Knoxville, down in Greenville,
yeah.
Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
So she's running about a 14-15 game streak that she's been in double figures.
Well, you could call her a dynamo, and coming off the bench, you could also say instant offense.
Yep.
And yet with that, her motor runs, and as a matter of fact, one strategy that Coach Graham changed was when Sierra went out, by golly, we're going to use this bench, we're going to pressure, and we're going to keep the heat on for the entire 32 minutes and see if at the end we're in the lead or not. And it's pretty much worked.
Yeah, they like to play pressure defense. Another factor, the emergence of Kiana Jones as the rebounding and defensive presence. She is a key at 5'10", tallest player on this team, and they got to keep her on the floor. Both teams going through a shoot-around. It's George Rogers Clark with a record of 22-2, taking on Christian Academy of Louisville, record 11-10. Another two-minute break. When we come back, we'll set the stage for the tip-off. It's coming up right here on WWKY.
Did you know the benefits of joining your local Chamber of Commerce are as easy as ABC? A, advertise. Advertise your business. You'll get listed on our website, Facebook, in our membership directory, and member referrals. B, belong. You'll belong to a network of fellow business people with like-minded goals. And C, community. Partner with other chamber members in enhancing our community. Call 859-744-6420 today to see just how easy it is to say it's a great day to be a part of the chamber.
Here at Sterling Healthcare, we're committed to quality, affordable health care for the entire family. No gimmicks, no outrageous bills for professional care, just professional medical services provided by caring providers and staff to ensure you and your family are healthy in mind, body, and overall well-being. I'm Jennifer Carpenter, Human Resource Manager for Sterling Healthcare, and I invite you to check out Sterling Healthcare today and see all the ways we're here for your family.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
Country Time Motors is the home of great cars, SUVs, and trucks. For the past 2 years in a row, Country Time Motors was voted the best car dealer in Clark County in the Winchester Sun Reader's Choice Awards. It's good to have a friend in the car business. See Larry Oldham and the crew at Country Time Motors. Experience the Country Time way for yourself. Country Time Motors, off the Maple Expressway, exit 96 off I-64.
Christian Academy of Louisville, they travel down here to take on GRC. These teams met last year in the White Greer Maggard Holiday Classic. GRC defeated them then. They are the two-time champs of that event. They're going to be playing here at the GRC Arena. We'll take another two-minute break. More to come after these messages.
We're here with Marge Neff. Marge,
Why did you choose Brooks Place Assisted Living?
Brooks Place has been home to me for 2 years, and I could not have chosen a better place to be. The first time I came here, it felt inviting. Everyone was welcoming. It gave such a good impression. This is the place I'm happy to call home. The facilities are well maintained, the staff is wonderful, and always willing to see to your needs. The monthly calendar is full of activities to look forward to. What more could you ask?
Rosemary Seabrook's Place is a great value for senior living. I'm Chelsea Reese. Call me at 859-745-4904 to schedule your tour of Brooks Place Senior Living today.
In today's ever-changing business climate, you need an insurance agent who understands your business, reacts quickly, and helps you succeed. For business auto, business health and life bonds, commercial liability, commercial property, commercial umbrella, and workers' comp, call Danny Neely at Neely & Wade Insurance, 859-744-3857. Neely & Wade Insurance, 859-744-3857. Neely & Wade Insurance.
CDE Sanitation is focused on providing garbage collection services with the highest levels of customer satisfaction. CDE Sanitation will do everything they can to meet your expectations with fair prices, superior quality, and exceptional customer service guaranteed. For pricing and pickup options, call 859-749-1362. That's 859-749-1362. Make the switch today to CDE Sanitation.
Woody's is known for good sports, good times, and good food. How about a hot brown with homemade gravy, prize-winning beer cheese, wings with 9/11 hot sauce, mild and Cajun rub, or maybe some nachos? The Woody's menu has something for everyone, including kids. Woody's off the Winchester Bypass. Steaks, seafood, chicken, sandwiches, and over 20 widescreens to watch the game. 923 Bypass Road next to Planet Fitness off the Winchester Bypass. Save by using the Zucker app.
Both teams ready to go here as we're going to be bringing you this high school basketball game. George Rogers Clark Arena. Pretty good crowd on hand for this girls-only event. Right now, let's go to the public address for tonight's starters.
Coach by Mr. Byron Wilkins. At guard, a 5'7 sophomore, number 4, Jada Allen. At guard, a 5'8 junior, number 11, Bailey Duck. At guard, a 5'6 junior, number 22, Katie Hendricks. At guard, a 5'8 sophomore, number 23, Bree Wilkins. And at guard, a 5'8 sophomore, number 33, Ava Moore. And now, for the home team, your George Rogers Clark Lady Cardinals. At guard, a 5'6 freshman, number 0, Kennedy Stamper. At guard, a 5'9 sophomore, number 2, T. Yeast. At forward, a 5'10 junior, number 10, Kanaya Jones. At guard, a 5'8 sophomore, number 25, Anaya Chestnut. And at forward, a 5'8 senior, number 24, McKeely Tabor. Lady Cardinals coach, Mr. Robbie Graham, assisted by Steve Anderson, William Brown, Erica Jackson. The National High School Federation and Kentucky High School Athletic Association require officials to enforce sportsmanship.
We had a game just prior. It was a freshman ball game, and Christian Academy of Louisville took care of GRC in that one. It was 40-27. The Cardinal girls freshman team, they did cut it to 9 points, but could get no closer as it was Christian Academy of Louisville winning that freshman game, mostly comprised of 7th, 8th, and 9th graders, because you've got a lot of underclassmen, Bobby, playing varsity anymore, both teams.
No question. We certainly have our share here at GRC.
T. East will jump it up. She'll be jumping up against, looks like that'll be Ava Moore, and tip controlled by Christian Academy, and Duck with a pass, and all of a sudden, Allen scores at the rim.
Nice pass. In transition for the first deuce of the game, Cal up 2-0.
Playing a little matchup zone. Kanaya Jones goes to Stamper, over to East. Her three-point shot missed. Nobody blocked out Anaya Chestnut. She couldn't go back up with it. Stamper does. She missed on a three. Loose ball on the rebound, kicked out. It'll stay with the Cardinal girls. They'll have it in the front court. Kennedy Stamper steps in the backcourt, now looks to attack, left of the circle, goes with it to Chestnut, flashing high post, McKeely Tabor didn't get it, T. East looked at her, they go right wing to Stamper, wrap around pass straight away, Chestnut left side with it, Yeast, bounce pass, Stamper between the circle, Cardinal girls, a lot of ball movement, dropping on the blocks, Jones, little down inside, kick it out for Chestnut, her three's good.
Got the pass from the low block. Out to the top, she scores to make it 3-2 Cards.
Little things like keeping that ball alive and getting yourself a second chance opportunity. In the front court, Duck angles off to the right. She's double teamed. Chestnut had it taken away from her. Duck then puts Chestnut to the floor. The official saw it just like that. He calls a foul on Bailey Duck, her first team first.
And Iowa, with those quick hands, created the turnover and the subsequent foul.
Cardinal girls with the ball and the one-point early lead. Stamper, bounce pass to Tabor. Backdoor cut, pass is thrown away and picked off. Stamper, she deflects the ball going to the floor. We got three girls on the floor. It'll be a jump ball unless Coach Wilkins wanted to call a timeout right in front of the official. But it will stay with GRC, so the Cardinal girls have it on their end of the floor, leading 3-2. Stamper puts the dribble down, 1-3-1, little zone. They'll follow the pass as it goes to the wing. They drop it on the left baseline, now reverse it right side. Yeast has it, Stamper cuts through, didn't get it. McKeely Tabor at the foul line, feeds Chestnut, her three-point shot it short, tried to follow, couldn't do it. Duck with a lead pass, that's picked off by McKeely Tabor. Chestnut with it, left side, Stamper, ball fake on a three. Jones calling for it in the post, didn't get it. Wrap it around, take it right side on the baseline. Chestnut, who's shot three times, passes it up. McKeely Tabor does it. Her shot's missed. Kanaya Jones' shot's rejected at the rim, going the other way. Long lead pass. Wilkins caught it in the paint, short-armed it, got her own board, put it up and in.
Right place, right time, kept her hands high, got the second attempt, and they're up 4-3.
Perimeter passing against this zone for GRC. Yeast back over to Stamper. She steps into a three and then nailed it.
I tell you what, threes are better than twos. Cards up 6-4. 2 3-pointers.
Kennedy Stamper has hit double figures her last four games. She is scoring right out of 11 a contest as Christian Academy gets it in the front court. Throw it down in the blocks. Moore trying to post up. Knocked away, picked up by Jones. Jones threads a needle with a pass to Chestnut. Tried to control it over to Stamper and can't do it. Turnovers each, two each by each club. Jalen Green in, McKeely Tabor goes out.
Both teams like to run. The angle for that particular pass just was not there.
Now you can throw a lead pass, but not like that. Like you said, it was in traffic and no angle. Deep in the corner, shooting for the lead. Cal missed the three. Duck got the rebound. Put it up from 10. Not there. Kept on the boards. Wilkins, her follow. Won't go. Green in there battling. Kept it alive. Christian Academy, their third opportunity. Out on the wing, Moore hands it off, and Wilkins being pressured by Jones, and Christian Academy succumbs to that pressure and turns it over.
Yeah, Kania with good pressure on the ball out on the right wing caused the deflection out of bounds. But like you say, they had three, four chances on that possession and weren't able to convert.
Coming into the game, Annette Miller. She replaces Kania Jones. Miller straight away to Yeast. Yeast yet to shoot one. Green, leading scorer, I mentioned, hitting double figures since January the 1st. She missed that leaner in the paint, coming away with Wilkins. Wilkins keeps the dribble, tries to talk to her players. Stamper checks her in the front court. Duck has it right wing, Green on her. Stamper in the passing lane, got a steal. 2-on-1, shovel pass, Green at the rim, didn't use the board. Got her own rebounded miss, kick it out to Stamper. Kennedy's three, good. I guess that's only fair. She didn't get an assist, so she got a three.
Third time's a charm on those three balls. Cards up 9-4, under 4 minutes in the first quarter.
We're midway through, and the pass is thrown away, and Christian Academy of Louisville with four turnovers in the first 4 minutes of play. GRC unable to convert on that fast break, but hitting a three-point shot. Cardinal girls will have the basketball. Stamper, Chestnut, Green, Miller, and Yeast on the floor. And that's Anaya Chestnut with the ball, and she'll run the point. Comes in the front court, still playing a little matchup zone. Miller, right wing, drop it baseline. She cuts through. Chestnut didn't feed her. Flash across the lane. Green didn't shoot it. Stamper's hit a couple of threes. This one in and out. Miller flies in. Rebound. Put it up and in. She was going to her right. Put it up with her left.
Yeah, she was flying under the goal. Very, very acrobatic move. 11-4, Lady Cards.
Here's pressure. Throw it all the way into the front court. Moore trying to get a shot off, shovels it off, and foul trying to score at the rim. Jada Allen, and GRC will pick up that one. That'll be Annette Miller, her first team first. Stops the clock, 3:15 to play here in the first quarter, and GRC on top 11-4 as Jada Allen goes to the free throw line for this Christian Academy of Louisville team. Free throw is good. Christian Academy of Louisville, they play They played up in classes of football. Normally you would think of them as a 2A school with 640 pupils, but you can play up, you just can't play down. So that gives you an idea of the size of the school, 640 students. Both free throws made. Cards with a ball and 11-6 lead. Stamper lost it in the backcourt, kind of a unforced error, and Christian Academy will get the ball. And Coach Graham, not happy about that, but a teachable moment.
Well, you've got good pressure on this matchup zone by Christian Academy Louisville, and that time it worked.
Allen puts it on the floor, goes over there, driving as Wilkins. T.E.'s cut her off. Wilkins did a nice thing to just throw up a shot, and she put it in. It'll be an and-one opportunity.
Get it up on the board, and anything can happen, and she did everything she could to get shovel that one up there, and it curled over the rim for an and-one attempt here.
She's a sophomore, averaging nearly 22 points per game. She makes a three-point play. She's got 5 points in the game. Cards with a ball, up two. Stamper caught it. 15-footer left of the lane, not there. Long rebound kicked out. Christian Academy has it on a run out, 2-on-2. Ball fake and a foul. Kylie Moore, who had checked in at the free throw for the Lady Centurions, draws the foul, and third foul on GRC as a team. That foul is going to be on Green. Allen with a, excuse me, make that Moore with a free throw. That one is missed. Try to set the lineups for you. Coming back in is Melanie Duck. She replaces Katie Hendricks for Christian Academy. But right now, Stamper, Chestnut, and Yeast go out, and they bring in Kylie Chestnut, Jalen Goodwin, and also Kania Jones returns. Both free throws missed. Goodwin with a rebound. Jalen in a hurry. Throw it over to Miller. She fires down into the lane. Kick it out to Kylie Chestnut. Got away from a double team. High post to Jones. She had a 10-footer. Passed it up. They swing it around. Green steps into a three. Rattled in and went out. Kylie Chestnut in traffic. Her follow won't go. Got it back up again. Still can't convert. And a foul in the backcourt on GRC. That's going to be on Jaylen Goodwin. Her first team fourth.
A lot of action, a lot of intensity, but GRC really not getting good, comfortable strokes. And as a result, coming up dry on those shot attempts down low.
2:15 to play in the first quarter. GRC with the lead, but it's down to two. But that will help the cause as the Lady Centurions turn it over in the front court. And with 2:09 to go here in the opening quarter, Cardinal girls get a chance to add to a very slim two-point lead.
Tracking the ball all the way down the court.
Looked up and we were 11-4, and then now all of a sudden they're coming back in it.
Five in a row and missed two free throws.
Goodwin, bounce pass, high post to Jaylen Green. Left-handed dribble, feeds Goodwin deep on the left baseline. Puts it on the floor, looking. Pass into Jones. Man, they triple-team her. Coach Wilkins saying double down. They tripled down. Green sets for the three. Right wing, missed everything. Goodwin, smallest player on the floor, got the rebound. Finds Green. Green throws a bad pass. Threw it right at Miller's feet, and it's batted around. And Coach Graham, good thing she saved it. That may have saved her a time in the game. Feeds Miller. Bounce pass into Jones. Kanaya not looking at the rim. And here's a missed three by Goodwin in the cards. Jaylen Green got a steal on that. Sets Chestnut. Her three's not there. Kanaya Jones hits the deck, can't control the rebound. It's going to go to Cal. Cardin girls, 3 of 11 shooting that three. You can love it, but you need to make one or two.
Well, you got to get them in, and yet a lot of effort, a lot of intensity out there. Both teams playing very hard.
Here comes a press by GRC, and they haven't really been able to set that press. You got to make the basket in order to set your press. If not, you're running back on transition defense.
And yet they've been disruptive nonetheless.
Yes, they have, to the tune of 5 turnovers. Christian Academy with a ball, and Jaylen Green, you know, that's one thing that she's really got to work on. Is she limits herself with reach in fouls. That one occurred nearly 30 feet away from the basket.
And they get rewarded with two free throws here, that having been the GRC's fifth of the quarter.
Wilkins at the line. She's a 22-point-per-game scorer on the average. Makes a free throw here. They list her at 5'8 and a sophomore. She's probably a couple inches taller than that. She's grown since they turned in a roster.
Good size. That is 6 in a row. If she makes this one, the score will be tied at 11 with a 7-0 run for the Lady Centurions.
Well, we got a little bit of a pep section down here. Got all guys in the student body, and they do not discourage Brianna Wilkins as she makes both free throws in the game tied at 11. Kylie Chestnut, ball fake, flew by the defense. Her runner, bank shot, not there. Tabor, who checked in at the foul shot, comes out of there with a rebound, and she is tied up. It'll go to the Lady Centurions. So a game that saw GRC come out on top early, hitting 3 3-point shots, 3 of their first 4, come a little cold since. Wilkins in the front court. Goodwin checks her. Tabor now with a double team. Wilkins forced a shot up. Bad shot. Got her own rebound and then threw it away, trying to feed into the paint. Coming in, T. Yeast will check in. Jaylen Goodwin goes out for the Cardinal girls.
Both teams trying to get their bearings offensively.
Kylie Chestnut, T. Yeast, Kanaya Jones, McKeely Tabor, and with the ball, Kennedy Stamper. Clock at 40 seconds and rolling here in the opening quarter. Game tied 11. Stamper, right wing, feeds Yeast. Yeast yet to take a shot. Skip pass to Stamper, threw it away. Coming the other way with Centurions. Crossover dribble, duck, feeds it down in the lane. Blocked by Kanaya Jones. Clock at 20. Kanaya driving. Got to the foul line. Threw a pass, and they took it away from her. Now, Christian Academy of Louisville with it. Wilkins drives the goal, puts up the runner, didn't get it. Rebound follow. Got it up and in. Katie Hendricks with a second-chance point. 6 seconds. Stamper, front court. Kylie Chestnut, her three's blocked. Kanaya Jones got to get it off. Did not go. first quarter comes to an end, and the only lead Cal had, they got it. They got it early. They got it here late in this first quarter of play. 13-11, they lead GRC. We'll take a one-minute break. Second quarter play coming your way right here on WWKY.
Attention small business owners. Are you struggling to get your business noticed online? Do you want to increase your digital presence and reach more customers? Then look no further than Local Digital KY, your one-stop shop for all your digital marketing needs. Our team of experts specializes in search engine optimization, social media marketing, and website design. We work closely with you to develop a customized digital marketing strategy that fits your budget and achieves your goals.
LocalDigitalKY.com, how may I assist you?
Don't let your business get left behind in the digital age. Contact Local Digital KY today to take your business to the next level. 859-759-0095 or visit LocalDigitalKY.com, the digital marketing experts for small businesses.
Joel Bennett here, and Bobby Baldwin with me. We've got Cardinal girls with the basketball, trailing by two. Stamper gets by the defense. Nice pass on the down in the paint to Kenia Jones, and a jump ball. It'll go to Cal. So Christian Academy of Louisville with the basketball in a two-point lead. But GRC will get to set the press. They haven't made enough shots, Bobby, shooting 20% first quarter. You got to make baskets to set the press.
It certainly helps.
Wilkins driving in, pull up 12-footer straight away. Got the roll. She's a nice player. Nine in the game for her. Chestnut, drop it baseline. T. Yeast, her first shot of the game. Runner, baseline, missed it, got her own board, put it up, and she is fouled. She'll go to the line and shoot two free throws. And we'll look for the official. He reports that foul to be on Ava Moore, her first, team first of this quarter. T. Yeast free throw, and she put it in.
That broke an 11-0 run in the last 4 minutes for the Lady Centurions and trims the lead to now 15-13.
Yeast makes both free throws, but GRC, surprisingly, without pressure. They're going to drop back. It's a 1-2-2. They'll meet them at the half court. T. Yeast with some good length out on top. They throw it over to Allen. Allen drops it baseline. Ball batted around. Kenia Jones tried to save it, but it went right to Cal. Hustling back, T. Yeast breaks up what looked to be an entry pass into the post to Ava Moore, and Cal with the ball under the goal.
Good recovery from the top to deflect that out of bounds.
Cal with the ball underneath their goal. Holding a 15-13 lead, lob pass into Moore, her shot up, and Jones is going to foul her. That'll be the first on Kenia Jones, team first of this quarter. At the line, it'll be Ava Moore. Christian Academy of Louisville, 5 of 5 at the free throw line as a team. The Cardinal girls here, they half of their points coming on rebound putbacks. That tells you they're missing some shots getting rebound putbacks. Free throw good by Moore. And coming in, returning is Hendricks for Christian Academy. For the Cardinal girls, they've got Tabor, Jones, Yeast, Stamper, and Anaya Chestnut on the floor. First free throw missed. 6 of 7 for Christian Academy. Cardinal girls get it in the front court. Jones got it. Put up the shot. Drew contact. No call. Tabor goes rolling toward the end line, and it's going to say possession 2, GRC.
Cards down 16-13, but have the ball under the basket.
Here's Stamper to throw it in. We played a minute here in this second quarter. Nice look. Found Yeast. Floater. Got it.
Boy, that one tried to crawl out of there, but that cuts the lead to 16-15 for Christian Academy Louisville.
Lady Centurions have the ball, and they turn it over. The official right on that call. It'll be GRC with the basketball and a chance to recapture the lead with a score here. Tabor inbound to Stamper. Still playing a little matchup zone, especially back on the baseline. A little modified 2-3. They got Wilkins out on top, almost just chasing T. Yeast. But the back three, they're on the baseline playing what is a zone. Stamper picked up her dribble to Tabor. High post, goes low post. Kick it out to Chestnut, drives in. You've got a shot. She shot it, missed it. Jones followed, got it in.
Anticipating and put the ball on up there, and that time she did.
Five different Cardinal girls have scored in this ball game as they recapture a one-point lead. Second team foul on GRC. Chestnut picks up her first. Allen goes out, duck back in for Christian Academy of Louisville. They will have the basketball on their end of the floor. Card girls, they're going man-to-man. Wilkins with T. East on her. Wilkins with nine in the game already. Leaves a bounce pass for Duck, left of the circle, picked up her dribble. Chestnut with her hands in her face, causes her to throw a bad pass. It's picked up by Tabor. Lead pass to Stamper, two on one. Kennedy's left-hand shot is blocked by Duck, but a foul called.
Again, that aggressive defense leads to the turnover, and Lady Cards got to running, but that time she'll be on the foul line having drawn the contact.
Stamper with 6 points in the game. She makes a free throw here, give her seven. Kennedy comes in averaging 11 points per game. Starting point guard for this team. Second free throw good. Made them both.
Cards up 19-16.
She has eight in the game. GRC dropping back half court. They'll go with a 1-2-2. See if they can get ball pressure on the double team. They do. It immediately goes to Duck, and they double team her, and she travels. Chestnut and Yeast just clamp down on her, and the Centurions, they turn it over for the ninth time in the ball game. Gives the Cardinal girls the ball with 5:44 to go in the first half. GRC with the ball and up by three. Jones, perimeter passing, left side. Stamper behind the back dribble, keeps the dribble alive. Reverse it, right side. Yeast has it. Chestnut cut through. McKeely Tabor on the block, calling for it. High post Jones over to Stamper. Ooh. Her shot good. Kennedy's on her game.
Well, she got a nice pass across the top of the arc there, and 22-16 Lady Cards now.
Stamper's got 10 in the game. Double teamed by Wilkins. Yeast got the steal. Yeast driving, shooting, scoring in the fast break.
And all of a sudden, the Cards have exploded here for 11 straight.
So GRC with a 24-16 lead. We've got a little over 5 minutes to go before halftime. Bobby's got a commercial he'd like to share.
Put the unbeatable combination of power and utility to work with a New Holland Power Star Series tractor from Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling. In five models from 65 to 100 PTO horsepower, a Power Star tractor handles jobs in the backfield, barnyard, and everywhere in between. Best-in-class cab visibility and outstanding comfort will increase your productivity. Choose the factory-installed loader that best matches your daily needs. Stop by Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling soon.
Cardinal girls with a 24-16 lead here with just under 5 minutes to go before halftime. Kennedy Stamper with 10 points. You've got 6 points by T. Yeast. 3 points for Anaya Chestnut, Kaniah Jones, and Annette Miller with two each. Jalen Green has played but has failed yet to score.
A game of runs. Christian Academy Louisville came from seven down with an 11 straight point run to get up by four, and then the Cards just returned the favor with their own 11-0 run to get the lead back up to 8 points.
Full court pressure now by GRC after the timeout. They've called 5:05 to go here in the first half. Christian Academy gets it in. Cardinal girls playing full court press now. It was a 1-2-2 half court. They're tightening it up now. A lot of time wasted in the backcourt, and Allen just throws a pass. Had she not thrown the pass, the 10-second held ball was closing on her quickly.
T. Yeast was right there for that deflection.
Yeast has already caused a couple of turnovers in this first half of play. She's sliding laterally as Wilkins angles off to the right. Yeast gets some help. Tabor switches off on the screen. They go now to Moore. Crossover dribble. She's got a nice move. Nice skills. Missed the shot. Stanford comes away with a ricochet rebound. Kennedy, chest pass, left side. Anaya Chester across the lane. Jones caught it. Fumbled it, and that allowed Moore to respond and block her shot. You catch that ball cleanly, Bobby, you got two.
Well, that's like a hesitation move or a bounce of the ball when she dropped it, and recovery time was there. Nice block, good reaction.
Cardinal girls with the ball underneath their goal. Lob pass to Yeast. Left side, Tabor. Feeds Jones into the paint. Wheels over her left shoulders, and her shot's blocked again. She's had three blocked in this game. Here's Wilkins with it for Christian Academy. Stops with a three, hit the three, and that closes in on that Cardinal lead.
And it looks like GRC now wants a timeout.
So the Cardinal girls leading 24-19. We're about midway through this second quarter. We'll be back after this brief 30-second break.
Here's Adam Zofi, Vice President and Bluegrass Region Market President, Citizens Bank of Kentucky.
At Citizens Bank of Kentucky, we believe banking is an experience. We recognize you have a choice when it comes to selecting a banking partner. To our present customers, we are grateful for your business. To those we don't have the privilege of serving, we look forward to earning your trust. We hope to introduce you to a better alternative to reach your life's goals.
Citizens Bank of Kentucky, Bullion Boulevard, Winchester. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
.24-19 is the score. Cardinal girls with a basketball and that lead. Zone defense by Christian Academy. McKeely Tabor had an open shot on the baseline, passed it up, goes to Stamper, left side to Green, who checked in. Jalen Green and Annette Miller in the game after the timeout. And they're just throwing passes that can't be caught. I mean, they're throwing Cardinal girls. This is on three occasions, Bobby. They've either been at their feet or in a place you can't catch it.
How about between the legs?
Between the legs on that one. That was a croquet shot right there.
I think that one got away from her a little bit as she was getting ready to release it.
And nearly a steal, and it is a steal. Stamper's got it. Lead pass to T. Yeast. She tightropes the baseline, but they said, no, you stepped on the inline.
Should have let it go.
Seven turnovers by GRC, 11 committed by Cal. Kylie Chestnut in. McKeely Tabor comes out, the lone senior on this GRC team, averaging 4 points and three rebounds a game. Good on-ball defender, has worked herself into a good free-throw shooter and just all-around more solid player. Wraparound pass to Wilkins. She shares the ball nicely as Moore scores at the rim.
Yeah, nice drop down from 8 feet out to the low block for the Deuce.
Here's a shot by Yeast. Her three is missed. Kylie Chestnut got it, put it up and in. Rebound put back for Chestnut off the GRC bench.
26-21, Lady Cards, 3 minutes left in the first half.
Pressure in the backcourt. Allen throws it to Wilkins. Wilkins, top of the key, closed there by Yeast. Didn't have anywhere to go, and she traveled. That's Wilkins, a nice player, averaging 28 points per game. I'm not being critical, but she's letting Allen and Duck and all them do the ball handling work. She's staying on the other end wanting the pass, and she has delivered when she's gotten the shot. Skip it right side. Green drops it baseline. Stamper with a ball fake. Wrap around, and she throws a pass that Miller can't catch. Turnover, GRC. Coming the other way, Cal. Moore keeps a dribble. Stop and go. Yeast got a hand in there, but pretty easy to call as she put Moore to the hardwood, and T gets a foul, her second. That's number three on the GRC team. Stops the clock with 2:37 to play here in the first half. Lady Centurions with the ball. Coach Wilkins up shouting at his girls what he wants run. And that wasn't it, I guarantee you. They threw it right to T. Yeast, and then Wilkins just grabbed T with a bottom wrist lock for the foul.
Yeah, that was just an instinctive play.
I think so, too.
By Bree Wilkins.
Yeah, she just grabbed T, kind of like, don't you run down there with the ball. Chestnut throws it baseline. Miller with a ball fake. Puts it on the floor. Bounce pass to Kylie Chestnut. Left of the lane. Driving. Green. Put it up and in. She's a nice offensive player.
Well, that one was under control, and she had a lane. 28-21.
Cardinal girls with that lead. Christian Academy. 15-foot shot put up and in by Wilkins. Again, she's laying there at the foul line waiting for the ball to come up to her. And when she gets it more often than not, she delivers. GRC with a ball and a 5-point lead. Just not real good spacing in GRC overpassing as Kylie Chestnut's shot is blocked at the rim. Green playing with two fouls caused enough chaos that Miller got the steal and put it in.
Yeah, just a blind pass from the baseline, and it cost him.
Annette Miller with four in the game. Cardinal girls with a 7-point lead. Well, Wilkins lost it, and it went right to awaiting Kylie Moore. Cards going the other way. Inside a minute and a half to play in the first half. Chestnut to Stamper. Kennedy scored 10. Shovels it off to Miller. Reverse it right side with it. Now they reverse it left side. Kylie Chestnut, her three, good. Boy, she squared up. That just looked good from the time she caught it.
She had time to square up. 111 left in the half, 33-25.
Coming the other way, Wilkins got into the rim, threw it up, and put it in. They didn't stop the ball. Her Euro step looked like a travel, but she scored. Chestnut the other way, got it. Stamper with her third assist. Chestnut with her third basket. Cardinal girl, excuse me, Bob, with that lead.
Got to be ready in this game.
It's 35-27. Clock rolling. Here's a steal by Green. Playing aggressively with two fouls. She scores at the other rim. 6 points in fast break buckets.
Yeah, just boom, boom, boom. All of a sudden, GRC up 10.
This second quarter has been all Cardinals. The girls have come out after trailing at the end of the first quarter. And we've got a foul as Kennedy Stamper ran her player, Jada Allen, right into Kylie Chestnut, and that's a foul on Chestnut. Fourth team foul. A couple of players coming in for Cal, and Wilkins is going to get a breather. 16 points in the game for Brianna Wilkins. She's got 16 of their 27. Jalen Goodwin comes in for the Cardinal girls. T. Yeast gets a breather, and Jalen Green playing with two fouls. She goes out. And we've got another foul, and that's going to let Christian Academy shoot free throws. And again, the foul occurs 30 feet from the basket. It'll put Duck at the free throw line for this Lady Centurion team. 15-point per game score. On the season, she is one of only two players that have played every game this year, the other one being Wilkins. Duck's free throw is good. Duck is a junior. Thought she looked a little younger than that, but a junior. She's got another free throw coming. That one came off. Chestnut with a rebound. Off to Annette Miller. Miller. 15 on the clock. Throws a bounce pass. Kylie Chestnut puts it up and scores it quickly. Boy, that was a quick release, Bobby.
Quick release going right into contact.
Miller with the assist. Chestnut with a bucket driving. Moore missed the shot. Rebound taken by Kylie Chestnut. Miller, she'll launch a three at the horn. Hit it. Count it. Just across midcourt. Annette Miller drained the three. She's got a coy grin across her face, normally a very stoic player, but she got a grin on that one.
42-28, Cards explode in the second half to take control of this thing in intermission.
42-28 is the halftime score as GRC leads here at the half. Right now it's a youth basketball night here at GRC, so we're going to take a break, a two-minute commercial break. We'll be back. Halftime show coming up on WWKY.
The always ready for breakfast deal.
Going to bed already?
Yep. Breakfast at Mickey D's tomorrow.
So?
Sooner I go to bed, sooner it'll be morning. Sooner I'll be at Mickey D's.
This is actually brilliant.
You can come too. Turn out that light.
For a limited time, buy a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Get another for $1. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Winchester.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. and they receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millersburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
Watch your mailbox each month for your Winchester Town Money Saver. The Winchester Town Money Saver is full of money-saving coupons for the things you want and need. Be sure to check townmoneysaver.com for coupons online, too. The Town Money Saver, delivered to 15,000 homes and businesses each and every month by mail. Shop locally, save locally, with help from your Winchester Town Money Saver. To advertise, call Brad Toy at 859-585-3885.
Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation provides programs and activities for all ages. From youth programming to adult fitness to aquatics, they have something of interest for everyone. Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation provides programs that enhance the health, wellness, and quality of life. Check them out on Facebook or on their website at winchesterparksandrec.org.
Halftime here at the beautiful GRC Arena. The score here at halftime, 42-28 in favor of the Cardinal girls team of GRC. I'm Joel Bennett, Bobby Baldwin here with me, and Christian Academy of Louisville, that's the opponent tonight. They came in with an 11-10 record. They picked up a win their last game out. That stopped a six-game skid. They're playing a little shorthanded with a couple of starters on injury, but you wouldn't known it whenever they came out. They had it going with a low-scoring game at the end of the first quarter. They scored the first basket, and then they had a little run, Bobby, and had a first-quarter lead that stayed a little while in the second quarter, but GRC shooting really came up. They were 2 of 9 from three-point range. They closed out the half 5 of 15.
That's what it takes, and when you score 31 points against a team of that quality in a quarter, and then your defense is as disruptive as the Hoop Squads was, then you're going to take command. And they outscored them 31-15 in the second quarter, having trailed 13-11 after one. And we're looking at a 14-point margin for the Cards here at intermission.
Cardinal girls, again, they are right now winners of 12 of their last 13 ball games. They have a very modest two-game winning streak going after dropping a game, one of the final games at Butler at the LIT. They've come back and had back-to-back blowout games and seem to be clicking really well here tonight as Coach Graham has played 8 players and 6 of the 8 have scored in this ball game. So let's look at some of these numbers in this game. Well, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll take a 1-minute break. When we come back here in the halftime show, we'll have game summary, stats, and comments, all that, much more coming up right here on WWKY. Back in 1 minute.
At Traditional Bank, our business is growing yours. That's why we combine smart technology to manage your everyday banking needs with really smart people to back it up. Our local team helps you see beyond today and plan for a greater tomorrow, offering support the whole way through. We champion your vision, guide your growth, and back your dreams. When it comes to your business, who you bank with matters. Traditional Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Kawasaki took the world by storm when they introduced the Terex KRX 1000, establishing a reputation as the ultimate sports side-by-side. Now they're turning up the adventure a notch with two new models, the Terex KRX 1000 Trail Edition and Terex KRX 1000 Special Edition, each purpose-built for an adventure of a lifetime. You keep going where others quit. The Terex KRX 1000, it's your world, your adventure. Start your adventure at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling, GatewayCycles.com.
A lot of that cowbell tonight.
Nothing wrong with
Rolling
that.
Stones and that little war right there.
Well, We were in a war there for a few minutes.
Well, it was, yeah. And GRC came back in the Cardinal girls lead here at halftime, 42-28. Just heard her spot on Gateway Cycles. Man, spring-like weather yesterday and today. Be a good time to get that side-by-side out or get that trail bike. I know, appreciate all of our sponsors. Here at halftime, it's the Cardinal girls leading 42-28. Some of the numbers, 5-15 shooting the three for GRC in the game. Christian Academy of Louisville, they went 1 of 2. Turnovers in the ball game, 8 committed by the Cardinal girls, 14 by Christian Academy Louisville. Second chance scoring, 14-4 edge. Second chance scoring again, a 14-4 edge for GRC. Fast break scoring, an 8-2 edge for the Cardinal girls there. At the foul line, GRC is 4 of 4. Christian Academy of Louisville made their first 6, but they finished 7 of 11 at the free throw line in the first half. 7 players played for the Lady Centurions, led in scoring by Brianna Wilkins. She had 16. 4 points in the game for Jada Allen. 3 points scored by Ava Moore. 2 points each for Kylie Moore off the bench and Katie Hendricks on a rebound putback. The other player, Candace Smith, has yet to score. For GRC in the ballgame, Kennedy Stamper with 10 points. She hit a pair of threes in that first quarter. Other scoring, and by the way, Stamper's got 4 assists in the game as well. And that was hard to do. We didn't have many baskets in the first quarter, actually.
We had 4.
And 10 points and 4 assists for Stamper. Kylie Chestnut off the bench, 9 points all in that second quarter. Fantastic quarter. Annette Miller, 7 points. She came off the bench. Hit a 3 at the horn. Other scoring, 6 points for T. East, all in the second quarter. 4 points for Jalen Green. Played sparingly, got in foul trouble in the first quarter of play. Other scoring, Kanaya Jones with 2 points. Anaya Chestnut with 3 points. Jalen Goodwin and McKeely Tabor have yet to score in the game. Cardinal girls coming out of the locker room as we look at some of the rankings. Speaking of rankings, UK Wildcats, Bobby, they dropped from 10th to 17th this week in the AP polling.
I remember, I think it was 1998. Now, I might be wrong, but Ole Miss had never won in Rupp Arena, and they came in on Valentine's Day and beat Kentucky in Rupp Arena February 14th. The Cats never lost another game, so there is still time. They won the national title that year.
Sure did. I recall that 96, 97, 98. Yeah. Those were a beautiful run of 3 years. Some of the high school rankings, the girls' RPI, and again, this RPI index, when you look at this, KHSAA calculates this versus taking in consideration formulas and algorithms based on who you play, how much you score and all that, what your winning margin, how tough the teams you're playing. GRC ranks 3rd in girls. They've got Cooper at 1, Pikeville at 2, George Rogers Clark at 3, Franklin Simpson 4, Holy Cross out of Covington. We've seen that team at number 5. You may say we're Sacred Heart. Well, they're in the top 25, but they played out-of-state teams. When you look at some of the Dave Cantrell ranking out of the Herald Leader, GRC comes in at number 2 in the state, number 2 in the top 25, trailing only Sacred Heart. Those rankings, like we said, is just something to talk about. We'll see how the season plays out. Second half coming up after this brief 30-second break.
Tired of being put on hold for minutes on end? Want to speak to a person instead of a machine? Want your pharmacist to know you by name when they see you? At HCA, they take your health care personally, and they value your time and your business. They will work with you to make your health the best it can be. Their patients love that they know them by name and that they can call them at any time, day or night, if needed. HCA is locally owned and operated, and they look forward to earning your business and proving that they're big enough to serve, but small enough to care.
Second half about to get underway. Cardinal girls will have the basketball. They own the lead. It's 42-28. Anaya Chestnut, Kennedy Stamper, Kanaya Jones, McKeely Tabor, and T. Yeast on the floor. Now it's Christian Academy of Louisville coming out of that zone. They're playing man-to-man here to begin this one. And Kennedy Stamper just lost Wilkins on that individual move. She missed a little step-back shot from 10. Here comes Cal.
But it was wide open.
Oh, it's a nice individual move. Yeah. She took a girl that was 4 inches taller and just went right around her. Here's Tabor, got in the passing lane, makes a steal. McKeely driving, shooting, scoring in a fast break.
That one crawled in over. It looked like she got a little too deep, but Cards up 16 here, 44-28.
15 turnovers committed by Christian Academy Louisville. Crossover dribble, duck can't shake Stamper. Gives it over to Moore. Moore, ball fake. Kenaya Jones stepped out on her. Looks like she's going to have a five-second call or a travel. Finally gets Duck. Duck drives, throws up the shot, altered by Kenaya Jones. Tabor with a rebound. McKeely's had led the team in rebounding two of the last three games. Yeast comes out on the dribble. Tabor sets up, comes up for a high post screen. Instead, they go to Stamper on the right wing. Yeast goes through, and now coming out of that man-to-man, they're playing another zone. Stamper just split the zone. That's the second shot in as many trips that have just rolled off the rim.
And she's missing that six-footer, but she is certainly penetrating and getting an open look.
Well, you can see it's not frustration. It's more irritation on her face. She's kind of like, I normally make those. And Coach Graham's telling her, hey, just put a little more air in it.
Well, that's all right.
He's coaching her up.
Yeah. Cards in good shape here at the moment.
Cal with the ball. Allen keeps a dribble. Chestnut tightens up on her out near midcourt. Screen down, pop out Moore. Wants to go one-on-one. They look for Wilkins. Yeast trailing her. Driving in, Moore had nowhere to go, but McKeely Tabor shut it down quickly with a foul in the paint. Tabor picks up her first foul, team first, in this third quarter.
She ran into congestion and was rewarded.
Yeah. It was like she had a path to the goal, and McKeely shut that down quick. Free throws rolled in by Moore. She is 2 of 3 at the free throw line. Duck comes in. Smith goes out for Cal. Both free throws made by Moore.
Those two broke another 11-0 card run.
Anaya Chestnut runs the point here. Now back into a man-to-man. They played man-to-man in zone. McKeely Tabor got a mismatch. They fed her. She missed at the rim. Kenaya Jones can't get it to go. Stamper tries to save it inbounds, and GRC missing three opportunities, and Coach Graham just shaking his head, walking the sideline.
Well, neither was a good one, because by the time McKeely shot, she was too far into the basket, and then the next two were just frenetic attempts.
Duck with a backdoor pass to Wilkins, and T. East didn't have any baseline help.
Not a bit.
Wilkins now with 18 in the game for Cal. Cards with the ball up 12. Chestnut bluffs a three. Now she'll take it. Rimmed in, came out. Kenaya Jones put it up and in on a follow.
She came in from the top and was there on the strong side for the board.
Pass in the front court, Jones. Nearly got the steal, overplaying the passing lane on the right wing. It'll stay with Cal on their end of the floor. 5.5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. GRC with a 46-32 lead. Cal came into this game averaging 61 points per game as a team. Wilkins, a lot of one-on-one moves, and she's a slick, smooth ball handler, just a sophomore. Chestnut gets her third foul.
Knows how to use that body to get just enough contact to get to the line.
Well, and Coach Wilkins uses her right, too. Sure. I mean, he's going to give her a lot of freedom. She is now 4-4 at the free throw line, just a real talent. But, again, I'm telling you, the other girls did all the ball handling and looked at all that pressure defense of GRC while she stayed at the foul line, waited for the pass.
Waiting on it and made both free throws. Cutting the lead, 46-34.
Stamper brings it up for the Cardinal girls. Goes to Jalen Green, who checked in at the foul break. Stamper has it right wing. Jones flashes high, didn't get it. Green goes left side. Jones rolls, had a path to the basket, instead goes to Stamper. Kick it out, McKeely Tabor may have gotten away with a double dribble. Jalen Green stripped the defense. Her runner won't go. Jones with another offensive rebound. Euro stepped in the lane, put it in.
Boy, yeah, she got to her left side somehow and was able to get it up over the rim.
Cardinal girls with a 14-point lead. Duck between the circle, dribbling. Overplaying is Taylor. She's not letting Allen have it. Now Moore has it. Tabor steps out on her, pries it out of her hands. It will be with Cal right in front of the GRC bench.
Cards relentless with that pressure.
They have caused 15 turnovers in the game. GRC has made 8 miscues. Wilkins trying to get room with that left arm. Step back. Yeast tightened up on her. Out on top. Moore. Open three. Puts it up. Put it in.
That was
her first three.
That was her third option, and she took it and nailed it.
T. Yeast drives in, draws the defense, feeds Kanaya Jones, who's had 3 shots blocked. This one's blocked, but she's going to draw a foul here. Just keep putting it up. Don't let that discourage you.
No.
She's had 4 shots blocked, but she's a battler.
Absolutely. Cards up 11 here, 4:14 left, 48-37.
Jones at the free throw line, and that free throw rolls off. She's got 6 points in the game. 4 offensive rebounds as well. She's the team's leading rebounder on the season. She's got another free throw coming. Missed them both. Tried to follow her own shot, couldn't do it. Coming away in the front court, Christian Academy. Skip it left side. Duck had it knocked away by Stamper. Green goes to the floor. There's McKeely Tabor. You can bet she's got her nose in their business. And it's going to be a jump ball.
Substitution number 30, Annette Miller on the ball game.
And Jalen Green getting up a little slow as Kanaya Jones gets her first break of the game. And Annette Miller checks in. It's Miller, Stamper, Yeast, Green, and Tabor. Midway through this third quarter, Cal with the ball underneath their goal. They get it in. Duck nearly lost it right in front of their coach. And it's going to be a timeout called by Wilkins. As McKeely Tabor was stealing that ball. But instead, they're going to call it a timeout here by Christian Academy. 30-second break. Bobby's got a message he will impart.
The rugged, reliable, affordable Workmaster compact tractor is now available in 25 horsepower. Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling introduces the Workmaster 25 from New Holland. It's made to last with a big tractor backbone, heavy-duty internal components, and a fuel-saving 3-cylinder engine. You enjoy comfortable seating, great visibility, and best of all, a price that's easy on the wallet. Learn more about the Workmaster 25 at Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling.
Midway through the third quarter, 48-37, Cardinal girls with the lead. Here's a couple of these Christian Academy girls that are injured. They're sitting with their team on the bench, and they were premium players for the Lady Centurions. At least one of them, starter, the other a part-time starter, and both of them look to be right in that 5'10" range. Pretty good-sized girls.
Tough to lose.
Yes. We know what that's like. We lost a 2-time All-State first-teamer. Step back three on the way by Wilkins. They're going to call that a 2 or a 3. I believe they're going to give her two.
Two, yeah. He didn't raise the arm.
Stamper has it right wing. Leave it baseline. Miller has it knocked away by Wilkins. 2-3 zone being employed now by Christian Academy Louisville. They began the second half trying to go man-to-man. Tabor out. Foul will be on. It'll be possession 2, GRC. Kylie Chestnut, who just checked in, has the ball. Passes to Stamper. Stamper back over to Chestnut. High post. Miller flashed. Got it. Bounce pass to Chestnut. Left elbow. Can't get a shot off. Green, she can't. Her runner's too strong on the baseline. Coming away with it's Wilkins. Wilkins throws a baseball pass the length of the floor. Allen shot blocked by Miller. It goes right in the hands of the Christian Academy. They get a third shot, and Duck put it in.
And all of a sudden, 48-41, Lady Cards here, just inside 3 minutes in the third.
Well, GRC can be explosive. Bobby showed me that they had a 12-3 run in about a minute. So let's see if we can get it going here. That's a 3-pointer by Chestnut comes off. Nobody back for GRC, and Duck in a run out, scored at the rim. And all of a sudden, this game tightening up as Coach Graham sees his Cardinal girls. They only had three baskets in almost 5 minutes of play. Time called by GRC, a full timeout. 2.5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. GRC up by five. Back in 1 minute.
Home and auto insurance from Kentucky Farm Bureau. They just go together. They go together like grandmas and cookies, like suits and ties, like stars and stripes, like rhythm and blues, like country and western, like puppies and chewed up sneakers. We've all been there, am I right? Save when you bundle your home and auto insurance. Kentucky Farm Bureau, big on commitment.
I'm Lauren Bink Fraser with Clark County Farm Bureau Insurance. Give me a call at 859-744-1716.
Looking for a unique way to spend your day? Moorhead, Kentucky is home to three art galleries that are sure to amaze you with local artwork full of joy, beauty, whimsy, and enlightenment. Visitors of all ages enjoy an afternoon perusing exhibits at the Kentucky Folk Art Center, the Rowan County Art Center, and the Golden Yang Art Gallery on the campus of Moorhead State University. Learn more about upcoming events and shows at visitmoorhead.com.
Cardinal girls will need to bring the basketball the length of the floor, and here comes a full court press by Christian Academy of Louisville. Again, always say coaching 101. The team with the lead calls the timeout. If you're the other coach, you change it up. And they are. They're going man-to-man. GRC gets it in the front court. Drop it baseline. Green with a ball fake. Throws a bad pass. Picked off by Duck. She drives. Shoots. Missed it at the rim. Yeast hustling back. Took the rebound away from two players. Throws it to Miller. Miller hangs, shoots, and draws a foul. She took it right at the 5'10", Ava Moore, and is able to get the foul put on Moore, her second.
Got the cross-court 40-foot pass, and as you say, took it strong. So let's see if this can stop the bleeding here at the foul line.
Annette Miller makes that free throw, and that's a welcome sight right there. She averages 3.5 points per game on the season. As far as qualifying shooting free throws, she is now 14 of 16 at the line. She's got another one. That one rattled in. Came out, but T. East flying in. Feeds Miller again. Three-point play? No! Miller missed at the rim. Going the other way. Christian Academy in a hurry. Ducks pass. Put up. Shot blocked by Chestnut, but a foul called. And Jada Allen will go the line to shoot two. We're inside of 2 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Bobby, at one time we had a 14-point lead. You look up and, wow, it's tight now.
Yeah, in a four-minute span, the Lady Centurions outscored the Cards 15-4, but this has been a game of runs, really has.
Free throw made by Jada Allen. GRC really needing baskets. They've only had three baskets in this third quarter and two of those rebound putbacks by Kanaya Jones. That'll help them some as Allen missed the free throw. Here comes Miller. Miller passing the front court. Chestnut's three. Missed. Short. Tabor put it up and in.
Right place, right time. Strong sideboard. It came right to her and much needed. 51-44 Lady Cards.
The 51 points GRC has. And there's a turnover by Christian Academy. Coach Wilkins, taking it better than most coaches would. He's sitting on the bench and watched his team have an empty possession there.
They fought their way back into it, and Bailey Duck just threw a pass a little bit too hard and out of bounds.
Green looking at the high post. Miller going lane to lane, side to side, rather, in that lane. Takes it deep on the right baseline. One dribble, bounce pass. Give and go to Tabor, to Miller. Shot blocked at the rim. Annette got a hand on it. Loose ball. Here's Jalen Green. She comes away, and we're going to have a foul or a jump ball. I'd be good with either one. They're going to call it, though, on Lydia Wallace, her first, team third. So the Cardinal girls will keep the ball on their end of the floor.
Active, quick hands by both teams.
Of the 51 GRC points, 20 of them in second chance scoring. T.E. stop and go move, right of the lane, drives in, and she got fouled as she went into the double team. Duck will have that one. That's going to be her third, team fourth in the quarter. T. East will be there at the free throw line. She averages 9.5 points per game. Wonderful athlete. She was on the ballot as a nominee for Kentucky Sports Figure of the Year 2023 with some of her track and field state championships she had. She missed the first free throw here after making her first two. She goes to the line with 6 points and two steals.
Well,
that one rolled off. So GRC, 1 of 6 at the free throw line in this third quarter when they desperately need points. Wilkins, double team. Chestnut took it away. Makes that Green with a steal. Driving. Her shot blocked at the rim. Duck playing with 3 fouls. Duck blocked the shot. It comes away grinning the whole time.
Well, I tell you what, she tracked it right, and it was a 2-on-1, but did a great defensive job.
And I think Coach Wilkins going to try to, no, he's going to take Wilkins out. I thought maybe Duck with the 3 fouls might get a little break here, but bounce pass into Tabor. McKee throws a bounce pass. It bounced 3 times to Chestnut. Duck driving, scoring on the turnover.
Back to a 5-point game here, 51-46.
Got to move, 35 seconds. Left wing, Green, looking, bounce pass, straight away. Yeast, right side, Kylie Chestnut, ball fake, keeps a dribble. Miller has it between the circle, still dribbling. Two-hand pass over to Yeast, drop it baseline. Mm-hmm. Chestnut, 18-footer, mm-hmm. too strong on the baseline. And here coming away with a rebound, Lydia Wallace. She throws it to Melanie Duck. Jalen Green, and she's going to pick up her third foul. And again, she is a foul-prone player. And it's not like she gets in bad position. She just likes to
reaches.
Yeah. Just feels compelled to try to take everything from them.
11 seconds, and the Cards up by a mere 5.
Kylie Chestnut out. Also, McKeely Tabor. And Jalen Goodwin comes in. Jalen Green goes out. So it's Goodwin, Stamper, Yeast, Jones, and Miller on the floor. 11 seconds. Bounce pass into Duck. Clock not moving. Got to start the clock. Got to start the clock. They never did. That's this guy, he has a little trouble with it sometimes. So it'll be inbounded again right in front of the Lady Centurions bench.
Yeah, we lost about 3 or 4
yeah,
seconds.
Yeah, I would say every bit of it.
But a take from 11-1 to 9-0.
Stamper, she and Allen kind of exchange forearms, and here's a steal by Miller. Lead pass to Stamper, too strong. Goodwin flies in and missed at the horn. She tried a runner on the follow shot. It didn't go, but GRC still holding on to a lead. Wasn't what it was, but they still lead. 51-46. We move into the fourth quarter. We'll be back in 1 minute here on WWKY.
You deserve a bank that truly values you. At People's Exchange Bank, they pride themselves on providing personalized service that others just can't match. When you need a checking account, a home loan, or financial advice, their team of local professionals have you covered. Visit them downtown or on the bypass in Winchester, or go online at pbank.com. Join the family of satisfied customers today at People's Exchange Bank, where banking is about you. People's Exchange Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the central Kentucky area. Locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of GRC Athletics.
Well, we've got 8 minutes to play, and Joel Bennett here, Bobby Baldwin with me. Man, it's been a roller coaster. They 12 points, 31 points, and then 9 points.
Yeah, it's been our offense in the first three quarters, and we were outscored 18-9 in that quarter and lead now by but 5 points.
Stamper leaves it for Jones into Miller. It kind of overpassed in the paint. Jones got the rebound and missed and put it in. I thought they overpassed, Bobby, but they responded.
Well, they had the weak side board there for the putback. but getting the lead back to 8 at 53-42.
Here's a 1-2-2 run and jump. Duck drops it baseline. Moore, double team, puts it up under pressure and banked it in. I'll tell you what, the front line of Cal has kept them in it. Goodwin to Stamper, right side to Yeast, lays down a dribble, skip it over to Goodwin. Bounce pass at the foul line. Kanaya Jones slipped the defense, and I liked her slashing move, but they called the foul on Moore.
Yeah, she was trying to weave her way through the lane there.
I like that individual move.
Went strong.
Jalen Goodwin, bounce pass, telegraphed, and there it's picked off. Cards turn it over. Wilkins driving. She traveled, no call. Step back shot from 15, missed it short. Miller on her, and Miller got the rebound. Annette Miller goes left side to East. Drop it baseline to Goodwin. Kick it now to the right side. Miller cuts through, didn't get it. Stamper now feeds her on the baseline left side. Or right side, excuse me. Straight away to Goodwin. Cardinal girls moving the ball against this 2-3 zone. Stamper's going to step into a three. That one's off the mark. Goodwin tries to save it and bounce. She does to Jones. Cal gave up on it. Kanaya Jones didn't.
Right place, right time. Jalen Goodwin with a prayer of a pass that resulted in 2 points.
Kanaya Jones with 10 points in the game, 6 of them on rebound putbacks. Deep in the left corner, Jones, high post pass, driving in. Wilkins missed the left-hand runner. Kanaya Jones with a rebound, outlet to Miller. Cards want to run. They find Stamper. Pull up 12-footer, rimmed out. Moore claims the rebound for Cal. 2 minutes gone here in the fourth quarter. Cal with the ball, cards up, 55-48. Pull up shot by Duck. Nice move. Missed it from 12. Jones wipes it for GRC. Her rebound pass to Stamper. Left side, Yeast has it. Zone is back in good shape for Cal. High post, they go into Miller. She had a shot from 10, passed it up. Stamper looking, jump stop, kick it out, reverse the ball, set Yeast. Her three missed. Weak side rebound comes off. Cal's got it. Cardinal girls now 5 of 20 shooting the three. We've got time called on the floor. That's going to be a full timeout called by Christian Academy Louisville. Well, it's 5:35 to play in the ball game. GRC up 55-48. Bobby and I'll take a 1 minute break. We'll return after this.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at major brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Furniture World Superstore stretches your tax refund. With so much in stock, in style, and on sale, you can get the furniture you want now. From sofas, sectionals, and motion furniture, to dining sets, bedroom furniture, and the most comfortable mattresses, Furniture World has it all. Refresh, renew, get more with your tax refund. Now at Furniture World Superstore in Lexington, Georgetown, Mount Sterling, Danville, Moorhead, Somerset, and Richmond in the old Liquor World building. See store for details.
More GRC on the floor. It's Kennedy Stamper, Anaya Chestnut, Kanaya Jones, Annette Miller, and Jalen Green. Card showing a little bit of a zone here. They're playing a 2-3. Christian Academy of Louisville with the ball. GRC on top, 55-48. Possessions are critical at this point. I mean, it at one time was a 14-point lead, and GRC looked to be having things under control. But Christian Academy, with no quit in them, they fired back. They throw it down on the blocks. Shot put up and traveling. Two ball fakes. Boy, and Coach Wilkins, he was hot on that one. He wanted a foul called. He didn't get it.
Well, he had a very timely timeout before that possession and certainly wanted to get something out of it.
Chestnut walks it up for the Cardinal girls as we have five to play. Jalen Green, who hasn't scored much in this game, missed that three from the right baseline. Moore pulls the rebound down. Here come the Centurions. Numbers aren't there. Moore waits for a trailer, finds Duck. Duck got to the foul line. Stamper checked her there. Now to Smith. Back to Duck. Shoots the three.
Got it.
We're in a game. Duck hit a three.
55-51. 4:35 left.
Cardinal girls need points badly. Stamper, can she answer?
Yes, she can.
Her third three of the game. Her first basket in the second half.
If you can do it, I can do it better.
58-51. Cards answer. Duck, left side. GRC playing a 2-3. Right side with it. Smith throws a pass and had an angle and threw a lob, but Wilkins couldn't pull it down. 20 turnovers by Christian Academy of Louisville, 11 for GRC. Here comes Stamper. She'll walk it up with 4 minutes to play. Cards with a ball and a 7-point lead. Miller pivots out of trouble. Puts down the dribble, draws a double team, bounces to Stamper. Between the circle, left side to Chestnut. Anias shot 1-3. Stamper hit her last one. This shot, though, rolls off. Chestnut sticks with it, and she got the rebound and is fouled in the process. That'll be on Moore, her first, team second.
Just a split second quicker to the ball, and as a result, got the call.
See what GRC can dial up here on an out-of-bounds play. Christian Academy zoning it, though. So Stamper looking, nobody cutting. Floated to Chestnut, draws a double team. Miller high post to Jones, and it's stolen. On a runout, Duck got it at the rim. She's made 6 points in fast break runouts. And here's Green turning it over, and another steal. Driving in, Duck, though, this time Kanaya Jones hustling back and breaking up the play. Coach Wilkins running the sideline in the half court. He beat his girls down the floor. He's talking to the officials. He's wanting to foul on something. But he's accepting what he's got, and his girls have played to a 5-point deficit. They've cut a lot off that GRC lead. Cal with the ball. They go into Moore. Moore shoots. Jones on her and scored it.
Okay, we're down to a 3-point game here at the 3:18 mark.
Stamper, left wing, draws the defense out. Straight away with it, Yeast. Right side, Anaya Chestnut goes to Jones. Her shot blocked. T. Yeast kept it alive, saved it inbounds. Stamper, ball fake, got in, shovels it off. Taylor tried a reverse layup. Her shot's blocked. Jones kept it alive, and there'll be a foul on Kanaya Jones, her second, team first of this fourth quarter. Stops the clock with 2:54 to play, and Christian Academy is going to get the ball. Bobby, this second half has not resembled the second quarter.
Well, neither did the first quarter.
No.
But they're in a game here and getting a good test from a good team.
Lady Centurions bring it up. Cardinal girls, they're out of the 2-3. They're going man-to-man. Duck got a step on the defense, missed a bank shot at the rim. That could have made it to one. Stamper, lead pass up to Chestnut. Anaya lets the defense go by. Finds T. Yeast. Yeast skips it right side. Drop it baseline. Kanaya Jones passed up a mid-range shot. They go to Chestnut. Her three ball, not there. Nobody in there for GRC for the rebound. Moore had it all alone. She pushes it in the front court. Back court, back door shut, cut. Nothing there. Allen takes it on the dribble. High post to Duck. T. Yeast got it on the steal. Yeast finds Stamper desperately. Kennedy driving. Feeds over to Chestnut. She missed her last shot. Not discouraged. She drives in here. Misses the left-handed runner. McKeely Tabor goes to the floor. She and Allen, and it's a jump ball. It'll be possession to Cal. With a minute 54 to play, and the Cards up three.
Taking those drives to the basket just a shade too deep.
Well, she's missed the last couple of shots, but just still believes in it.
Oh, sure.
But you're like you say, you drive into a double team, that's tough. Press is broken by the Lady Centurions. Jump, stop, bank shot, good. We've got a one-point game as Allen makes it.
1:38 left.
GRC still with the lead. Boy, Coach Byron Wilkins, he is imploring his team to tighten up. Kanaya Jones, right elbow, bounce pass, drop it baseline. Stamper's three-point shot is blocked out of bounds. GRC, 6 of 25, shooting the three. Meanwhile, Cal has 3 of 4. And Coach Wilkins going to take a 30-second timeout with a minute 22 left in the ballgame. Cardinal girls with a 58-57 lead and with the basketball when we get back. 1 minute break, more after this.
This is Gene Porter of the Porter Group Insurance Agency, 606-780-1387. I know you're tired of the overwhelming Medicare phone calls and mailers. Joe Nameless does not know Medicare, but we do. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a no-cost or obligation review. Call us at 606-780-1387.
We live with you, grow up with you, and dream with you. At Central Bank, we belong to the same communities you do, as neighbors, friends, and business partners. And through the relationships we build with you every day, we consistently serve you better. That's what highly personal banking is all about. We start with you. Find out how at centralbank.com. Central Bank, member FDIC.
Cardinal girls will have the basketball underneath their goal. There's a minute 22 to play in the game. GRC clinging to a 58-57 lead. Three timeouts for the Cardinal girls. One left for Christian Academy. Possession arrow favors GRC. Oh, and here's a bad pass out of the timeout. Turnover by the Cardinal girls, and Christian Academy missed at the rim. Duck missed the layup. Stamper's got it. Kennedy, two on two. Bank shot, Leonard got it.
Just a dagger for Coach Wilkins on those, that change of possession and then those basket the other way.
The Centurions had a chance to have a one-point lead inside of a minute, but that's not the case. Duck throws a pass. Stamper got a hand on it. Allen throws it right side. Jump shot, 15, rims off for Cal. Jones got the rebound, and Wilkins took her to the floor. And that'll be a foul, second on Wilkins, third foul as a team. Here comes the press. GRC's got to handle the press. McKeely Tabor out. Jalen Green comes in. 46 and a half seconds to go. Cardinal girls with a three-point lead in the ball. Stamper has it. They double-team her immediately. Finds T. Yeast. Yeast in the front court. All the way down. They didn't stop the ball. She took it to the rack and scored.
With that right hand, Cards back up by five. 34 seconds left.
In the back court, Cal trying to push it in the front court. They do with a pass to Wilkins. She throws up a shot and is fouled in the paint. And Coach Graham's kind of like, why do we want to foul? Don't stop the clock. Let that clock run. Kanaya Jones gets that foul, her third, second on the team. And at the line, Wilkins, who's 5 of 5 at the free throw stripe tonight. And that beat continues. She has 23 points in the game, one over her season average. One of two players that has played every game this year of the Centurions. That one is short. Coming away with a rebound, T. Yeast, and then Wilkins fouls in the backcourt. That's number four. So one more foul to give for the Christian Academy team if they want to lengthen this game. There's 23 and a half seconds. Kanaya Jones in the backcourt. She is looking for Kennedy Stamper, and Coach Graham saying, hold that ball up, pivot out of trouble, find Kennedy. So it's going to be five team fouls. We'll see how Kanaya responds here. She's 0 for 2 tonight at the foul line. She has 10 points in the game, 8 rebounds as well. This free throw rimmed out. Shoots them just a little flat and a little fast. McKeely Tabor in. Coming out, Jalen Green. And Jones there for another free throw. Missed them both. Shooting 60% on the year. She missed them both. Coming away with it, Wilkins. Wilkins split the defense. Shaky ball handling. finds Duck, and Duck is clobbered with a double team with 10 seconds to go in the game. And Coach Graham putting some of the girls on a short leash. I think he was more irritated at a no call. Yeah. I take that back.
Yeah.
He's not pulling the girl out. He is more irritated on a no call. And that foul is going to be on McKeely Tabor. Two free throws coming for Melanie Duck. And as good as she's played in the game, she missed the layup that could have given them a one-point lead. Had a turnover and then now missed that free throw. She's got another one coming. That free throw is good. Look for the press. Here it comes. And the foul. And they're going to foul Jalen Green immediately. So 8.8 seconds and a three-point GRC lead.
62-59 in what has really been an intense, very entertaining game.
Yeah, it's one of those games where, man, you thought it was going to not be a cruising win, but a convincing win. And the Cardinal girls not helping themselves. Jalen Green missed the free throw. GRC in this second half. They are 1 of 9 at the free throw line in the second half. And 1 of 9.
Scored a total of 20 points.
Now make it 1 of 10. Although the rebound by Kanaya Jones. Bounce pass to Chestnut. Out to Stamper. 2 seconds. They're going to run the clock out. They do. GRC escapes with a win. And I say escapes. They played keep away. And they were able to run off the clock. They win this one in a final 62-59 here in front of the home crowd. Wow, Bobby, that offensive rebound and quick ball movement. Never had a chance to foul.
Something had to work when you were 1 for 11 in the second half from the foul line, but they got the critical rebound and the ball movement and, as you say, escaped at home.
Sure did. In a final, 62-59. GRC wins this one. The Cardinal girls move to 23-2, while Christian Academy of Louisville, they draw even at 11-11. 2-minute timeout. When Bobby and I return, we'll have game summary, stats, and comments. All that coming up on a post-game show. Be back in 2 minutes.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Did you know the benefits of joining your local Chamber of Commerce are as easy as ABC? A, advertise. Advertise your business. You'll get listed on our website, Facebook, in our membership directory, and member referrals. B, belong. You'll belong to a network of fellow business people with like-minded goals. And C, community. Partner with other Chamber members in enhancing our community. Call 859-744-6420 today to see just how easy it is to say it's a great day to be a part of the Chamber.
This is Dr. Barry Williams, licensed pediatrician and director for Sterling Healthcare's school-based health program, serving more than 11,000 students and staff members in schools throughout Montgomery, Powell, Bourbon, and Nicholas counties. Along with coordinator Casey Razor and our team of talented professionals, we are honored to work alongside educators and school staff in these schools to provide added peace of mind about your child's well-being at school. Sterling Healthcare, we are here and at school for your family.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Moorhead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Moorhead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Moorhead State University.
Joel Bennett here with you at the beautiful GRC Arena. Bobby Baldwin along beside me is The GRC Cardinal girls thrilled the fans with a win tonight, 62-59. It was a roller coaster game. Cardinal girls scored the, they trailed after the first bucket of the game and trailed in the first quarter, but a beautiful big scoring second quarter put them ahead at half, and Bobby, we just kind of limped through that second half.
31-20 in offensive displays in the second half, and the dagger was with about a minute to go and a steal, and being down one, the Lady Centurions were on a run out and shot it just a little bit too hard, or they would have had the lead, and it would have been GRC's game to have to come back and win. But that one miss propelled the Cards because, boy, they really, really struggled offensively in the second half, and in particular at the foul line.
Yeah, I think Coach Wilkins came in here with a good team, and GRC, I'm not saying anybody overlooked anybody. You know, Cardinal girls, they gave it all they had. I mean, this is a good Christian Academy Louisville team, and their record a little misleading at 11 and 11. Yeah. They're 1-4 in that tough 7th region, but GRC picks up the win. They have now won 3 in a row. They have won 13 out of their last 14. Their record goes to 23-2. On the season. Looking at some of the numbers in the ballgame, Cardinal girls, they fell in love with that three tonight. They shot it 25 times, made 6. They were 1-for-10 in the second half behind the arc. Mm. Christian Academy in Louisville, they only took 4 shots, 3-point range, but they made 3 of them. Turnovers in the game, 14 committed by GRC, 22 by Christian Academy Louisville. Second chance scoring, it was a 22-8 edge for GRC. Fast break scoring, it was an 18-6 edge for GRC. But at the foul line, the Cardinal girls can only manage 5 of 14 in shooting free throws, including 1 of 10 there in the second half of play, while Christian Academy of Louisville, they shot 14 of 21 free throws in this game. Individually for Christian Academy Louisville, it was Brianna Wilkins, came in averaging 22 a game, talented sophomore. She scored 23 tonight, 16 of those in the first half of play. Other scoring, 12 points for Ava Moore. Their post player also got 11 points from Bailey Duck, who played a heck of a game. As sure, like yeah. Bobby said, she just missed a critical shot that could have possibly changed the complexion. It made you play ahead instead of behind with 30 seconds to go.
That's right.
Anyway, Duck has 11 points in a good effort. 7 points scored by Jada Allen. 2 points each for Kylie Moore and Katie Hendricks. You had Lydia Wallace that played but did not score. For GRC, the Cardinal girls, they got 15 points from Kennedy Stamper, 10 of those in the first half. She made 3 3-point shots, scoring 15. 10 points in the game for Kanaya Jones. She finished 1 rebound shy of a double-double. May have it. We'll look at the numbers later. 10 points in the game. Also, Stamper with 5 assists. 4 of hers came those dishes in the first half. 9 points scored by Kylie Chestnut. She got them all in the second quarter. 8 points for T. Yeast in the ballgame. 8 points for Annette Miller off the GRC bench. 4 points scored by Jalen Green. 4 points for McKeely Tabor. 3 scored by Anaya Chestnut. And we also had Jalen Goodwin that played but did not score. In a final, 62-59, GRC comes away with this win. As we've got timeout right now, we will take this break. When we return, we'll have post-game show continuing right here on WWKY.
Country Time Motors is the home of great cars, SUVs, and trucks. For the past 2 years in a row, Country Time Motors was voted the best car dealer in Clark County in the Winchester Sun Reader's Choice Awards. It's good to have a friend in the car business. See Larry Oldham and the crew at Country Time Motors. Experience the Country Time way for yourself. Country Time Motors, off the Maple Expressway, exit 96 off I-64.
In today's ever-changing business climate, you need an insurance agent who understands your business, reacts quickly, and helps you succeed. For business auto, business health and life bonds, commercial liability, commercial property, commercial umbrella, and workers' comp, call Danny Neely at Neely & Wade Insurance, 859-744-3857. Neely & Wade Insurance, 859-744-3857. Neely & Wade Insurance.
CDE Sanitation is focused on providing garbage collection services with the highest levels of customer satisfaction. CDE Sanitation will do everything they can to meet your expectations with fair prices, superior quality, and exceptional customer service guaranteed. For pricing and pickup options, call 859-749-1362. That's 859-749-1362. Make the switch today to CDE Sanitation.
In a final, the Cardinal girls defeat the Christian Academy of Louisville Lady Centurions. The final in this one, 62-59. GRC trailed at the end of the first quarter, 13-12, took a 42-28 lead in at halftime, off an exciting three-point shot by Annette Miller at midcourt. Third quarter, though, GRC, scoring kind of dried up. They did still lead 51-46, and again, the final, Cardinal girls come away with this 62-59 win. GRC's record moves to 23-2 on the season, and again, a three-game winning streak for head coach Robbie Graham's Cardinal girls team. We expect to have Cardinal girls as our guests on the Cardinal Connection, a radio show at the Golden Corral. That'll be up on the bypass here in Winchester. Great food, good place to go get a meal, and we expect to have Coach Graham and some of his players as guests on Wednesday evening. That's brought to you by the Citizens Bank of Kentucky right there at the Golden Corral radio show coming up on Wednesday. We also have basketball tomorrow. It'll be another thriller, Bobby. We've got as far as state ranking, Frederick Douglass coming in here. Douglass ranked in the top 10 in some polling, and GRC Cardinal boys in the top 25 in most polling. That'll be a good matchup, the Broncos and the Cardinals tomorrow. That'll be a boys varsity only. I'm sure there'll be a JV game beforehand or a freshman.
Right. Yeah, well, but I think we have a 7:30 start, tip. So should be a JV game as well. And two excellent teams. It ought to be a very even match and will be very intense. These two teams played twice last year. GRC losing in the regular season game, their only loss after Christmas last year until they got to the final game of the state tournament. And yet, in the semifinal of that state tournament, they returned the favor and beat Frederick Douglass. So you've got two teams very evenly matched who will battle it out here at the GRC Arena tomorrow night. And then we've got three more games to finish up the week on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday as well. But first things first, we've got the Broncos coming in tomorrow to play the GRC boys.
Cardinal girls win this one, and again, ranked number two in the state overall in some polling behind Sacred Heart. If you look at the RPI index, they'll be in there at number three. Step aside for another one-minute break. When that comes back, when we come back and return, we'll wrap it up here from the GRC Arena on WWKY.
Woody's is known for good sports, good times, and good food. How about a hot brown with homemade gravy, prize-winning beer cheese, wings with 9/11 hot sauce, mild and Cajun rub, or maybe some nachos? The Woody's menu has something for everyone, including kids. Woody's off the Winchester Bypass. Steaks, seafood, chicken, sandwiches, and over 20 widescreens to watch the game. 923 Bypass Road next to Planet Fitness off the Winchester Bypass. Save by using the Zucker app.
Here's Adam Zofi, Vice President and Bluegrass Region Market President, Citizens Bank of Kentucky.
At Citizens Bank of Kentucky, we believe banking is an experience. We recognize you have a choice when it comes to selecting a banking partner. To our present customers, we are grateful for your business. To those we don't have the privilege of serving, we look forward to earning your trust. We hope to introduce you to a better alternative to reach your life's goals.
Citizens Bank of Kentucky, Bullion Boulevard, Winchester. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Cardinal girls win this one by 3 in a final. We will recap this ball game and talk with Coach Graham on Wednesday night. We'll catch up with him on this narrow victory that the Cardinal girls were able to pull off. So, again, we'll be right here, same venue, same time tomorrow, 7:30 tip. It'll be boys action, Frederick Douglass. Bobby and I'll be here. If you can't make it over or you can't make it to the game, we'll be bringing it to you here on the home of GRC Sports, right here on WWKY. So for on-site engineer Hayes McMakin, our producer Tom, back to station, thank you so much. Bobby Baldwin beside me. Until tomorrow night, Joel Bennett saying thanks for listening. Good night, everyone.
You've been listening to George Rogers Clark High School Basketball on 102.9 FM, 990 AM, and WWKYRadio.com. This broadcast is brought to you by Bluegrass Community and Technical College, Central Bank, Clark Regional Medical Center, Citizens Bank, Clark's Pump and Shop, Country Time Motors, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, HCA Pharmacy, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Lauren Mink Frazier, Clark County Farm Bureau, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, Neely and Wade Insurance, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Reimar Electric, Rosemary Brooks Place, Sterling Healthcare, Town Money Saver Winchester, Traditional Bank, Winchester Sun, Winchester Clark County Chamber of Commerce, Winchester Clark County Parks Department, and Woody's Sports Bar and Grill. We're the sports voice of George Rogers Clark High School Athletics and so much more. 102.9 FM, 990 AM, and WWKYRadio.com.
Cheers to the wish you were here, but you're not, 'cause the drinks bring back all the memories.